Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 23rd, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Anartho upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madhukhaje. Lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri satata samhita. Satata means eternal and samhita means Vedic literature. Vedic literature, Veda means knowledge. There are two kinds of knowledge, material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge means regarding these necessities of this body. So our educational system, the university, everything, that is simply imparting material knowledge. But material knowledge is superfluous because this body is also superfluous. Every one of us will know that this body is non-permanent. It is temporary. We create a certain type of situation and we get a particular type of body and we enjoy or suffer. There is no question of enjoyment, it is suffering. Just like we are running on this fan because the body is suffering. Otherwise there is no necessity of this fan. And we require this light because without light the eyes will suffer. So actually our material knowledge, we have discovered this electricity just to counteract the sufferings of this material world. Kastana Taman. This body is therefore anartha. Anartha means things which are not required. That is called anartha. Artha means things which we require, positive. And anartha means things which we do not require, but unnecessarily imposed upon us. So that is suffering. We are thinking that we are enjoying this electric fan, but actually we are suffering, therefore the electric fan is required. So why this electric fan is required? Because the body is anartha. It has created the situation. The same electric fan will be a trouble, a misery in winter season. The same body, the same electric fan, sometimes it is pleasing and sometimes it is not pleasing. Therefore, the conclusion is, this body is anartha, not required. But people do not know that without this material body we can exist. Actually, you are existing in spiritual body, and this material body is a covering of the spiritual body. Just like your shirt and coat are covering of your real body, similarly, this material body is covering of the spiritual body. We have got our spiritual body. So, when a person comes to the understanding that this body is anartha, unnecessarily imposed upon me, that is called knowledge. That is called Brahmagyan, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. So, in order to educate people to this understanding, that is the basic principle of all Vedic knowledge, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, and I must find out the ultimate goal of the spiritual body or the spirit soul. So, some of the transcendentalists, they think that if the spirit soul is merged into the supreme soul, that is called Brahma-lin, to become one with Brahma, that is the solution of this anartha. Anartha means this body. And some of them, they think that with our spiritual body, spiritual vision, if we can observe continuously the Supreme Spirit, Paramatma, then that is the solution of anartha. That is the yogi, jnani yogi, and the karmi, those who have no knowledge, ajanata, fools, rascals. Ajanata means one who does not know. That is the karmis. Karmis, they think that if I can satisfy the senses of this body, that is perfection of life. So, there are three kinds of philosophers to make the solution of this unwanted material body, anartha. But actual solution is to remain in your spiritual body and meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and live with Him in eternal blissful life of knowledge. That is Vaishnava philosophy. The Mahavadi philosophy or the jnanis and yogis and karmis try to understand. The karmis want to enjoy the senses of this body, because the body is anartha. Therefore, sense gratification is another anartha. Because in this body, you are enjoying certain type or certain grade of material enjoyment, sense gratification, and if you want more than that, just like there are prescription menu of human food, vegetable, rice, wheat, sugar, this is actually the food for the human being. But if one hasn't got restriction within the area of the allotted foodstuff, because we have to accept allotted foodstuff. Everything is food, but the human being has got an allotted foodstuff by the Supreme Law. He eko jo bahunam virudhati kama. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is supplying everyone foodstuff. But not that the dogs and hogs foodstuff is the same for the humankind. No. Tena taktena bhunjitha. You should enjoy as it is allotted by the Supreme Law. So, if we transgress this law, our constitutional position, anatomical fittings, is to eat fruit, vegetable, rice, wheat, milk, or milk product. This is our constitutional position. But if we imitate the cats and dogs without any discrimination, if we eat, then my next body is ready, the hog's body or the dog's body. This is natural law. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janvajonisya. As you associate with different types of material modes of nature, then you get the next body according. Therefore, on the whole, the body, either human body or demigod's body or cat's body or dog's body or tree's body or plant's body, it is unnecessary. Unnecessarily, we have accepted this material body. Because our position is not this body. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We are losing every time a particular type of body. But I am eternal. But people are so foolish, so rascal, they do not understand that if I am eternal, why I have to change my body? This is intelligence. So that intelligence is there. Here it is said, lokasya ajānata. The rascals, the fools, ajānata, foolish. Ajānata is another meaning of foolish. Ajānata, ajñānata. Without any knowledge, how we can stop these perpetual, not perpetual, but at least for the time being, why you are subjected to this anartha? This is the inquiry. This is called brahma-jignasa. But they do not know it. Ask anybody of this material world, what is the cause of your suffering? They cannot explain, they do not know it. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned, ajānata. They do not know how to mitigate this suffering. Therefore, vidvān, one who has got full knowledge, Vyāsadeva, he has made this sāptata saṅhita. Saṅhita means Vedic knowledge, and sāptata means pure, completely pure, or for the Vaishnavas, or this perfect spirituality. Lokasya ajānata vidyān cakri sāptata saṅhita. How we can utilize this Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, sāptata saṅhita, that is also explained in the next verse, yasyān vai śrīyamānāya Krishna Parama Purusha. Bhakti Rutpadate Pumsa Soko Moha Bhayapaha. Soko Moha Bhaya. These things are our constant companion. Soka. Soka means lamenting. And Moha means illusion. And Bhaya. Bhaya means fearfulness. So we are embarrassed with these things always. Soka, moha and bhaya. Soka, we are always lamenting, this thing I have lost. I have lost this business, I have lost my son, I have lost so many. Because it is after all losing business. To exist in this material world means it is a losing business. There will be no profit. Therefore, whatever you are working for, searching after real happiness, if it is not devotional service, then the Bhagavad says, samayeva hi kevalam, simply working for nothing and the gain is labor. So people are suffering in this way, although they do not know, they are taking it as enjoying, that is illusion, moha. That is called moha. So we are in the shoka, always in lamentation, but we are accepting the shoka position as enjoyable, shoka moha, and the result is that we are always fearful. Bhayam dhitiya avinivisatasya. This bhayam, that is the material nature, eating, sleeping, sex life, and bhayam. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunanja. This is the bodily business. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and always fearful. What will happen next? What will happen next? These are the anarthas. Actually, we are part and parcel of the Satchidananda Vigraha. Eternal, sat, full of knowledge, satchit and bliss, ananda, pleasure. This is our life. But this is not our life. Eating, sleeping, mating, these things are required only dityabhi nirishatasyat. When we identify with the dityo, means the second. Second means I am not this body, but the body is the second feature. So when I identify myself with this body, that is called dityabhi nirish. And on account of our thoughts being absorbed in the secondary body, we are suffering. See, if we want to get relief from this suffering, then it is recommended jasavayam syamananam. If we regularly hear Srimad Bhagavata, this Sattata Samhita, jasavayam syamananam. Sriyamana means simply hearing, sravanam. Then by hearing, what will be the effect? The effect will be Krishne Paramapuruse. Krishne Paramapuruse Bhakti Rutpadate. The Supreme Person Krishna, and to him your devotional service will be increased. Because anartha prasannam sakshat bhakti yoga madakshat. The remedy has been described that if you be engaged in the devotional service of adhokhaja, adhokhaja means the Supreme Person who is beyond your material experience. That is called adhokhaja. Akhaja means material. And adhokrita, when material knowledge fails, that is called adhokrita. So if you be engaged in devotional service upon this adhokhaja, and who is that adhokhaja? That is Krishna. Krishna you cannot understand by the material knowledge. They are studying Krishna with material knowledge. But it is not possible. That is said by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogamaya sama nahang prakasa saravasya yogamaya samabhitaha. I am not exposed to everyone because yogamaya is covering their eyes. And another place Krishna says, abhajananti manamura manasim tanumasita. Because I have come here to favor these people of this world, these rascals, mura, mura means rascal, they are deriding, they are thinking Krishna as one of us. And therefore Krishna is adhokhaja. If you want to see Krishna by your material speculation, you will never be able to see Krishna. Yoga maya samamri. But one may say that I can see Krishna by my pious activities. No, that also not possible. I can see Krishna by my philosophical speculation. No, that is also not possible. I can see Krishna by practicing yoga. No, that is also not possible. Then how it is possible? Krishna said, bhakta mam abhijanati. This particular process you have to accept. Bhakta. That is called bhakti yogam madhokhaja. Everything is there symmetrically in every Vedic literature. We have to take advantage of it and benefit ourselves. So, the summary is that Krishna is beyond your material experimental knowledge. You cannot understand Krishna by these material senses. It is not possible. Then bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti means to engage oneself in the service. The more you engage in the service of the Lord, the more you realize what is Krishna. Otherwise it is not possible. If you don't accept bhakti yoga, if you accept Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, or Hatha Yoga, then you can make some material progress, but there is no possibility of understanding Krishna. Therefore, it is recommended here the Bhakti Yoga, particularly, everywhere it is made. Bhakti, bhaktyamamavijanati, javanjasyami tattvata. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is further explanation of the knowledge given in the Bhagavad Gita. So, it is recommended also that we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam always, 24 hours, not that Bhagavat Saptaha, it is a business. Bhagavad Saptaha is not recommended in anywhere in authorized scripture. There are many big commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami, B. Raghava Acharya, Vishwanatha Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, and many others. There are 8 authorized. Nowhere you'll find Bhagavad Saptaha is recommended. Nowhere. Bhagavat should be studied every day, nityam bhagavata sevaya. That is recommended. Nashta prayeshu avadreshu, nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam means always, at least daily. So these temples are meant for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily. That is what. Not that I make a ceremony, I hear for 1 week without understanding a word of Bhagavad. I hear for 1 week and the business is finished. No. You have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily, regularly. Then, anartha upasamam sapsa. This Sattata Sangita is given by Srila Vyasadeva so that we are fools, rascals, ajanata. Lokasya ajanat, all these fools and rascals, if they hear with great attention from Srimad Bhagavatam about the activities and glories of Krishna, the Sravanshyamana, Krishna Paramapurusha, he is the Paramapurusha. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature. Ishara Parama Krishna. He is Ishara, Paramapurus, the Supreme Person. Ishara means the Supreme Person. In the English dictionary also, it is said, God means the Supreme Person. God means the Supreme Person. So that Supreme Person is Krishna. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratanam Nanna. There is no more superior authority than me. But people do not understand because ajānata. Ajānata means without any knowledge. So you have to take knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna. Krishna parama puruṣe bhakti vipadate. If you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, of course if you do not understand what is the basic principle of Krishna or basic principle of perfection that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning? Dharma prajjita kritabhatra paramanirmasarana. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the so-called manufactured religious system is kicked out. It is meant for the paramahamsa. Nirmasarana. Nirmasar means one who does not become envious. So our enviousness or envy has begun from Krishna. We don't accept Krishna. Mostly they will say, why Krishna should be only the Supreme Person? There are many others. That is envy. Our enviousness has begun from Krishna, and therefore it has expanded in so many ways. And in our ordinary life, we are envious. We are envious of our friends, envious of our father or son, even what to speak of others, businessman, nation, society, community, only enviousness, matsarata. Why he should go ahead? I become envious. This is material nature. So, when one understands Krishna, he is Krishna conscious, he becomes non-envious, no more envious. He wants to become friend, Sridha Sarvabhutana. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we want to become friends of everyone. Because they are suffering. Without Krishna consciousness, we are going door to door, city to city, village to village, town to town, to preach this Krishna consciousness. And by the grace of Krishna, we are attracting the attention of intelligent class of man. So if we continue this process, not to become envious, that is animal nature, dog's nature, hog's nature. Human nature should be paradukha dukhi. One should be very unhappy by seeing others in miserable condition. So everyone is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Our only business is to awaken his Krishna consciousness and the whole world will be happy. Anartha upasamam saksha bhakti yogam madhukhari lokasya ajanata. People have no knowledge about it. So we have to push on this movement. Lokasya jan vidyan chakre satat sanghika simad bhagavatam. So another name of Krishna consciousness movement is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, if we accept it, then the whole human society will be happy. Thank you very much.